of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Steph Curry and the Warriors come to town tonight to take on the Bulls. Warriors won their first meeting between the two teams this season, but the Bulls were without Derrick Rose for that matchup. This time around, though, Jimmy Butler feeling pretty confident about his team.
I think so. I'm not going to sit here in front of y'all and say it or not. I mean, I'm on this roster for a reason. I think that we can really win games. So, yeah, I'll put us up there with the elite.
Bulls and Warriors tip tonight at 7. Elsewhere, Bulls are valued at $2.7 billion, according to Forbes magazine. That makes them the third most valuable franchise in the NBA. And NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says the league is considering weekday morning games to appease the overseas audience. Blackhawks won a franchise-best 12th straight game in last night's 4-1 win over the Predators in Nashville. Patrick Kane with his 30th goal in 49 games. Corey Crawford with 38 saves. Hawks next take on the Lightning in Tampa tomorrow night. Australian Open, Serena Williams advances to the third round, as did Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer. But Venus Williams was fined $5,000 by the Australian Open for refusing to talk to the media after her first round exit. In baseball, former Cubs reliever Fernando Rodney set to sign with the Padres. San Diego also reportedly closely monitoring the market for free agent outfielder Yoenis Cespedes. College basketball, DePaul is at Marquette tonight. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score beginning at 6:45. Notre Dame hosts Virginia Tech. Illinois State is at Bradley. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars, and the Grossinger.com hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway.
What about Mark Shinowski talking the other day?
Here's Mark Shinowski.
Mark Shinowski,
Mr. NBA. Mark Shinowski covering the Bulls for CSN Chicago.
Who would it be? There's a lot. Oh! Jimmy Butler. Go get it, JB. Go get it.
Mirotic lines up.
Three. Hold on.
Turn it. Step back jumper.
Look at that bucket.
Throws. Hands. Fire. Score.
Big time players. Big time players.
Gasol with a putback.
Host of Bulls pre- and post-game live.
Mark Shinowski back in our downtown Chicago studio.
He's on fire.
Talking Bulls basketball all season long.
The Bulls kind of look like a bunch of independent contractors who are thrown together and, all right, we'll play this game. But, you know, when you need to dig down deep and get that stop, you need that commitment where guys really want to win for one another.
Mark Shinowski with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 4:02, it is indeed time to talk to our basketball guy. We always enjoy the conversation.
He's on Twitter, at Mark Shinowski. He also writes for CSNChicago.com. You see him before and after Chicago Bulls games on Comcast Sportsnet. And he's with us on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. Well, Mark, the measuring stick, the statement game. Oh, I'm going to throw up. Look, they're a really, really good team, and it could be a really, really good game. That's how I look at it.
It should be a really entertaining game, and we're thankful to have it on Comcast Sportsnet tonight. We're going to be out there all night long. We're going to start with Sports Talk Live at 5, right at courtside. Derrick Rose is supposed to pay a visit, which should be interesting.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and then with the pregame show at 6:30 and then Neil and Stacey at 7, so it should be a lot of fun. And I heard you guys talking earlier, and anytime Golden State is on TV, you really want to check them out.
You do.
This is a team that's so much fun to watch. It's not just the fact that they've got the two elite guards in Curry and Thompson. It's just the way they function in their half-court offense. They seem to read each other so well. They know when to dive to the basket. They know when to flare to the corners. It's just poetry in motion, and anybody who loves good offensive basketball will really enjoy watching Golden State.
Well, you talk to people around the league. How did they answer the Luke Walton question? Because we had a caller ask about it. We were talking about it. Yeah. And I don't know. Sometimes I think that I could just sort of walk out there and wave my arms and they would do just as well. But he has to be doing something right or knowing what not to be doing.
You know, one of the things that he has to deal with is they have a very deep roster, and there's a lot of veteran guys that you have to make sure that, you know, you're getting them their minutes off the bench. And I think that's the hardest thing with a championship team at any sport. You know, how do you make sure the bench guys are happy? How do you make sure that the guys are functioning in their roles? And I think that even though he's going to go over all that stuff with Steve Kerr, who's obviously there for home games and now is traveling on the road with the team, you know, he's got a really nice touch in terms of handling his rotation, realizing, you know, maybe one night this guy doesn't have it going, so I'm going to reduce his minutes. And you don't hear any grousing, you know, out of the Golden State team. It's a team that enjoys playing with each other. One of the things that I've noticed just the last couple of days, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson talked to reporters after yesterday's practice, and Steph talked again this morning after shoot-around. So this is a team that's really enjoying the place that they are in the current NBA, and they know they've got a chance to do something really historic in terms of chasing that record of 72 wins. So they're just enjoying themselves. They're having a lot of fun playing, and I think that for any viewer or even any media person, when you watch a group of athletes who really seem to genuinely enjoy each other's company and are having fun in their sport, I think you got to get swept up in that as well.
And I believe here, I believe if there was hand checking, I believe if you could play and put you out there, Mark, you could hand check Steph Curry. I believe you could take care of him. I believe you could just stop him in his tracks with your hand checking.
After I got up and fell down when he crossed me over, right? Yeah, I mean, you know, if he played in the old NBA, I'm sure you'd hear, you know, Jordan, and we've heard some of the stuff from the Great Bulls team saying that they would wipe that team out if they played in the best of seven series. I think it'd be a hell of a series. Obviously, when Michael played in the heyday of the 90s, you know, they did allow hand checking. It was a lot more physical for guys in the backcourt. And Curry would have had some difficulty with it, but I also think he would have found a way to adjust. Remember the knock on him coming out of Davidson was that he wasn't that great of a ball handler?
Right.
Could he
play
point guard in the NBA? Well, I think he answered all those questions. He handles the ball miraculously. You know, you guys were talking about comps yesterday, and one of the guys I thought of, he's got some Pistol Pete in his game. You know, he's got the between the legs, the crossover. You know, he can get guys off pace, and then he's got that array of floaters and running flip shots that the Pistol had, and Maravich would shoot, of course, from 30 feet when they didn't even have a 3-point line. But you know, he's kind of a magician with the ball, and I think that, you know, it is hard to find a genuine comp for him. But when I think about some of the things that Curry does with the ball, it does remind me of Maravich a little bit.
Yeah, and Maravich also, I don't think he drew any ire of teammates or anything. I think that's exactly what they expected of him, Mark. As I recall, it's been a long time, but that you're right about that. He's bigger and all that, but this sort of is. I mean, that's the kind of stuff he did to people, and he did it on a continuing basis. And this guy here, I mean, he does it to you, and he's we were talking before about earlier in transition about that some of the NBA guys don't even bother to talk to the home people anymore. They're not really interested in doing interviews anymore.
Right.
And he does, as you point out, he does. I assume he does them in Frisco as well. I assume that he has some, you know, that he's not hard to find with his home writers or the home TV people. I mean, I, but he's not one of those guys yet that just sort of, oh, I've had enough of this. Don't bother me. Get out of here. And I don't know that he ever will be.
Yeah, you just hope that he doesn't become too big to the point where it becomes a nuisance to him. I'm sure you guys remember in Jordan's early years, you could go and sit next to him before a game and talk to you about almost anything.
I did.
He just got to be so big after the first three championships. And then, of course, with all the things that happened to his father, you know, I think that kind of soured him a little bit on the media. But, you know, Curry, you know, we have a CSN affiliate in the Bay Area, and they talk all the time about what a generous guy he is with his time, you know, how this fame really hasn't affected him to the point where he looks down on people or feels like it's not worth his time to talk to the media. And it's just been a great story. He's been a joy to watch, and hopefully he'll continue in that same vein.
What now with Bobby Portis? When you arrive, it's all fun until teams start to break down some of your tendencies and figure out here's what he likes to do, here's what he doesn't want to do, and a scout will actually say you're good enough to merit a little bit of his attention, and they'll instruct the team accordingly. But it's time. You know, I would think that if with Noah out and with all the promises about getting him in the rotation, let's see it. Even if it's not perfect, I don't care. I don't mind if he's not necessarily having a great day, because he matters. And I like to think that he's going to matter when this all gets important again. So, hey, let's get on with it. Let's see it.
Yeah, I tweeted out right after the game ended on Monday that the biggest disappointment for me after what was a pretty good win over Detroit was that Bobby Portis only played 3 minutes. I mean, you know, right now, you know, what are you chasing? You're not thinking about winning a championship this year. You know, you want to try to develop guys that are going to be with you going forward. And even though Bobby Portis, at this point in his development, is not a good low post defender, and they worried for that particular game that he couldn't match up against Andre Drummond in the post,
So what? Who's matching up with him anyway? The guy's getting 16 rebounds a game.
Who's doing that?
Well, they tried Taj Gibson at 6'9" to try to body him up, and you know, obviously Taj is a willing defender. But when you got a guy that's that big and that strong, there's very little you can do. And you know, people have to remember that Bobby Portis is 20 years old, and it's going to take a while for him to, you know, get a few years in the weight room to work on his upper body strength and be able to hold his own in the post. And he came into this league with the idea that he probably was going to be, you know, a four man, maybe even a stretch four with his shooting range. So you know, now because of the no injury, he's thrust into being the backup center, and you know, I was a little bit concerned that they tried to protect him by playing Taj at the backup five instead of letting Bobby learn. You know, he's going to get beat at times, but he's got to be out there. And my hope is, during the second half of the season, he gets the regular rotation minutes as a backup center, that he's playing, you know, 15 to 20 minutes a night, and he's, even if he's making a mistake, let him play through it, because we all know other guys on the roster are doing the same thing.
Yeah, I concur strongly with that.
How is Fred handling us? We hear Fred sound bites in, but you know better than us. I mean, there's been a lot going on this year. This has been a lot of things that have been going on for a guy who just took over this team, and they're wondering what's this and what's that, and they're not really, doesn't really, some nights he doesn't know they're not running his offense. They don't know what they're running. I mean, is he hanging in there? Is he okay with all this? I mean, is he expected that some of this is going to happen? Because, man, there's been so much in such a short amount of time for him.
I think it's been an eye-opener on a number of levels. We all remember his introductory press conference where he just went on and on about the versatility and the talent in the roster, how you could go big, you could go small, you could match up different combinations depending on the opponent, and it all looked good on paper. But then when he settled in and got through training camp in the early part of the season, you know, he realized some guys had individual agendas that they were concerned about. Some of the players weren't as far developed as he may have been led to believe, and that's an ongoing challenge for him, because right now he's trying to basically, you know, babysit, hold Nico Mirotic's hand to make sure that he doesn't go away. You know, I mean, he's a guy that fights his confidence, and I think for Hoiberg, who was a reserve player most of his career, you know, he understands what it's like when your shot's not falling, that you've got to find a way to contribute in other ways. And I think with Mirotic, with Doug McDermott, he's trying to make sure that these guys get their minutes, even though at times they've been a liability on the defensive end, because those are two guys that they're hoping are going to be a part of their future. And I think right now he's understanding that these guys aren't as far along as maybe that he was led to believe, and he's got to make sure that he develops them throughout the course of the season to the point where they're going to be quality NBA players and guys that the Bulls can rely on in the future.
Did the Noah injury scuttle any possibility of moving Pau Gasol and or Taj Gibson? Because my answer would be I hope it didn't, because I hope that, like you say, the front office understands that there's a larger long-term picture, that maybe they can strike with a hot iron in Pau Gasol playing as well as he is offensively.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I think it has, Dan. I think that they had that extra big that they were willing to deal in a trade for maybe a guy that they could use going forward. We talked last week about the fact that they weren't necessarily looking to plug a hole at the three spot. They were looking to find a guy that could be part of their long-term future in terms of a guy that fits in Hoiberg's offense. Now, losing that additional big, I don't think we're going to see anything dramatic before the trade deadline, because the front office still looks at the Eastern Conference and realizes that, you know, outside of Cleveland, there's just a glob of teams, 2 through 7, that are pretty similar, have some strengths, have some weaknesses, and any front office is going to look at it and say, well, what if LeBron rolls an ankle and then we got a shot? So I don't think they're going to just unload Powell because they feel like he's going to walk away at the end of the season. You know, I think they still look at it as, you know, they've got a puncher's chance if things break their way in the playoffs.
Well, in the conference, maybe, but I'm not saying necessarily. But if you're talking about what gets you closer to winning a title, if somebody's coming around with a first round pick or something like that, I've got to be listening. It's my responsibility to be listening to some of this stuff if I'm really assessing the proximity to a championship.
I think if somebody would offer them a first round pick, they would look at that very closely. But at this point, you know, you have to consider the reality of it. Pau Gasol is, you know, a 35-year-old center who could only probably help a team that's on the verge of a championship.
Yep.
You know, if you had if you had a San Antonio or an Oklahoma City that was going to call you up and offer number one, but then you got to look at the value of that pick. That's a pick in the 25 to 30 range, which almost makes it a second rounder. I just don't think they're going to give Gasol away, even with the understanding that it's 99% likely he won't be on the team next year.
So Mirotić, as we get ready to let you go, is a you gotta sort of nursemaid him through some of this stuff. I didn't realize that because Mark, he was so brilliant. What was it, last March?
Yeah.
Where I thought it was the coming out party, and the party ended very quickly. And I just never know what he's thinking. I can't tell. That giant beard hides everything.
Yeah, it would be amazing if you could somehow read his mind during the course of the game. It'd be a very interesting case study on what goes on with an NBA player who's fighting his confidence.
He
just doesn't seem to grasp, you know, the ins and outs of how this league functions. And, you know, he's flailing his arms, trying to appeal to the referee for a call on a play that's obviously not a foul. He still doesn't know what's a good shot, what's a bad shot, when to drive, when to shoot. And, of course, he doesn't have great lateral quickness on the defensive end. So when they were trying to play him at the three, you know, I think they did him a disservice there, because I think his problems trying to stay with much quicker players was hurting him on the offensive end as well. Now he's back to being a backup four. You know, the famous Jason Goff expression, he can do some bum slaying with the second unit. And I think that's kind of what their vision is now. You know, let him play 18 to 20 minutes with favorable matchups and make sure that he builds some confidence going forward, because he does have some unique skills for a 6'10 player. He can shoot the three. He's a pretty good defensive rebounder. But, you know, he just has to get much better understanding of what's a bad shot, what's a good shot, and of course you have to protect him on the defensive end.
You got any Johnny Bock stories you've been sitting on waiting to tell?
You know, Johnny Bock was just an original. When he used to be a contributor for us on Sports Talk Live, and every time he walked down the hallway, you know, I always wanted to stop him to see what kind of stories he would have. Most of them, you know, were R-rated at the best, which weren't told real well. But
yes.
You know, he would just talk about, you know, his frustration with players that just didn't understand, didn't have a grasp of the basic fundamentals, and it just used to drive him crazy. You know, I know you told stories about Skiles when he was a consultant with Scott, and he said Scott was such a hothead that, you know, you just had to try to calm him down at times, because he would always want to go off and get rid of players, and he found himself being a counselor to Scott to try to calm him down. And, you know, he was working with us during that portion where he was also consulting with Scott Skiles, and, you know, his talk about some of the young guys and just their total lack of knowledge about how life and the NBA game works.
Yeah.
We're just unbelievably funny. And, you know, he had great respect, you know, for Phil and the staff he was on with the team that won the first three championships. He had great respect for Michael Jordan as an athlete and just the most intense competitor in the world. But, you know, he would tell stories about his son, who was a state trooper, and talking about stops on the road. And you know, just he could talk at any subject you'd want to get into, whether it was, you know, literature or his fascination for painting. I mean, he was truly a Renaissance man. When you consider, you know, all the things that he did in his life, I mean, he was almost the real-life Forrest Gump, you know, with being in Okinawa after the atomic bomb and, you know, knowing Joe DiMaggio and playing for the Celtics. I mean, this guy was truly an amazing person, and I just feel that my life was a lot greater just getting to know him a little bit.
Yeah, and I thought what Phil wrote was perfect, too. I mean, it captured the professional John just exactly like what you would want to say, and Phil did a really nice job with that. So I salute him for that. I forgot to mention that earlier today, Mark, that, man, that catches it. That's exactly what it was. People who don't understand what an innovator, what a guy he was, then the fun part is really the fun part, as we know. But, I mean, in terms of the game and all that stuff, I mean, it's easy to have fun with a guy because you know what kind of guy he is, and he's just that kind. You know, we don't run into many, but you're running into some, and he's one of those. But the professional said he was just so damn good at what he did, and I thought Phil did a really good job, as you just did, capturing what you know, he was really all about. And it's not easy, but it's been done. I think those who are kind of wonder, maybe out there younger, who's John Bock? What the hell did he ever do? What are you talking about? I mean, maybe they're getting a little education here, because there's a lot to be learned from that guy.
Well, it's been very interesting. We've been seeing a lot of tributes, not only locally but nationally, that mm-hmm. people understand his varied background, the fact that he coached at Fordham with Vince Lombardi. You know, he had a locker right next to Lombardi. He has stories about that as well. I mean, this guy touched people in so many aspects of his life. And, you know, he loved his time in the military, and he always used to drop those military analogies. You know, he had the ace of spades, the death card,
right,
the defense that he designed with the Bulls. Mm-hmm. And one of the phrases he always used to drop on Sports Talk Live, you know, he'd always talk about when things aren't going well, he'd say, you know, sometimes you got to take somebody out back and shoot one of the hostages. So, you know, I mean, his philosophy, he didn't suffer fools easily. And, you know, he always had that unique flair with the phrase to make you understand exactly what he's talking about.
Mark, that's great, my friend. We appreciate it as always. But you're watching tonight. Big game. Have fun.
It should be a lot of fun, guys. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, you got it.
That is Mark Schanowski. Joins us weekly talking Bulls. More basketball talk, bottom of the hour. Barry Trammell of the Daily Oklahoma. And find out what's going on with Kevin Durant.
Hey, what's up?
Because we're always trying to take that temperature there to make sure that, look, there's always a place if he wants to get out of...
We're welcoming.
...of Oklahoma City. Not Barry, Kevin. Barry can stay there.
No, I want Barry here, too.
Oh, it's a package deal?
Yes.
Do it like Ed Manning. Maybe sign him. Maybe Kevin's like, oh, well, Barry's there? Oh, I'm definitely coming. You've got the score.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. The Cubs had a dramatic season in 2015. This season could be even better. Theo Epstein and his staff were very aggressive, acquiring some new players like Jason Hayward, Ben Zobrist, and John Lackey. They'll join Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Addison Russell, Kyle Schwarber, and the rest of the young Cubs stars. It's a great time to be a Cubs fan. Make sure to listen to every game right here on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Minute. If there's two things Eagle fans tend to resent, it's a head coach who strips down a star-studded roster and reduces it to a bunch of spare parts. Ask Chip Kelly how that worked out. And secondly, a head coach who continuously shows an inability to grasp the most basic components of clock management. Ask Andy Reid how that worked out. Which brings us to Doug Peterson, who was introduced as Kelly's successor on Tuesday, 3 days after a confounding finish against the Pats. Peterson was grilled regarding his role in the painfully and historically slow pursuit of the end zone with the Chiefs down by 14 points. So, is this Reed 2.0? Quote, it took us time because, number one, we didn't want to give Tom Brady the ball back. We knew we were going to score. We knew we had timeouts and time. Hey, here's a challenge for you. Try and locate a dumber explanation anywhere. Trust me, you won't be able to. Good luck, Philly. You might need it. I'm BT.
Get out of town with Apple Vacations. From adults-only hotels to family-friendly resorts, the vacation choices are endless with Iberostar Hotels and Resorts. And with Apple Vacations' great winter event, it's all included at a price that respects the value of your dollar. For an unforgettable vacation, go with Iberostar Hotels and Resorts, where you will experience some of the most amazing pools and breathtaking white sand beaches in Mexico and the Caribbean. 3 nights at Iberostar Paraíso Lindo start from only $7.99. Or make it 7 nights at Iberostar Cozumel starting from just $12.49. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876, or visit Travelone. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting February 1st, including charter air on Frontier or Aeromexico from O'Hare, and taxes and fees, including September 11 security fee. See applevacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC151111-14064.
What a weekend coming up. We have Carson versus Cam, and two of the best ever with Brady meeting Manning. What do you like going to the big game? Hey there, football friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You know, it's not too early to get excited for the game, and Comcast is here to help. Right now on NFL Network on Xfinity, you can watch 30-minute recaps of every Super Bowl ever played. Here's some fun trivia for you, sports fan. Do you know 11 of the last 12 Super Bowls have had either Brady, Peyton, or Big Ben play in the game? So last night I went back and watched all of Manning's games, starting with Super Bowl 41 and the Colts win over the Bears 29-17. Now, I think I blacked out after Hester's TD, thinking the beloved had won the game. I think I found out Tuesday they hadn't. Super Bowl 44, the Saints gave the Colts a 31-17 beatdown. Drew Brees was 32 of 39 with two touchdowns. Then just 2 years ago, the Seahawks gave Peyton and the Broncos a big-time beating, 43-8. Manning had two picks in that game as Denver rushed for only 29 yards. Now, the week of the big game, you'll get over 100 hours of coverage heading into Super Bowl 50. Now, you need to switch to Xfinity right now and get NFL Network and every Super Bowl on demand when you switch to the HD Premier XF Triple Play, or get started with the X1 Starter Double Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years. Now, this offer ends 3/31/16, but don't delay. Call today. 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
Sports fans, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, those with a master's degree earn 31% more than those with a bachelor's degree. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at the Morris Graduate School of Management. For a one-stop admission event, bring your transcript on Monday, February 15th to Robert Morris University's Chicago campus. RSVP at robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP. That's robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP.
Illinois' largest RV dealer, Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 22nd through the 24th. New 2015s, 16s, and pre-owned RVs are all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. See over 30 brands from Keystone, Coachmann, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes, all at RV show prices without going to the shows. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Critics are calling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ambitiously creative.
I love it, I love it.
Incredibly smart.
Yes!
A winning ticket. Woo! Truly bold television.
You got me.
And the coolest show in late night.
Y'all ready to do this thing?
Find out what all the buzz is about. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. CBS weeknights. Or stream it live or on demand.
The hat has spoken!
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income, the number 10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Beer Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey,
And you get Boris and Boris in Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. We've had a busy day. A lot of people and more coming up. Barry Trammell coming up. And then top of the hour, Hub Arkish will take your calls, whatever on your mind.
Yeah, that's the easy part. Hub on Wednesdays, that's easy.
That's we love Hub on Wednesdays. All we say is, hey, Hub, how are you? And he gives you a story, and then we continue. And then we move on. Well, your questions as we get ready for the championship games this weekend.
We got Barry Trammell coming up in just a bit, so we'll update you.
We're working on Durant
earlier.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Another big win for the Blackhawks last night. This time it was the Predators that were sacrificed to the Hawks' now 12-game win streak. Corey Crawford with 38 saves, Patrick Kane, Andrew Desjardins, Richard Panik, and Artem Anisimov all found the back of the net. Hawks will look to make it 13 straight wins tomorrow night in Tampa. Meanwhile, the Bulls will have their hands full as Steph Curry and Golden State come to town tonight. The Warriors have lost only four games all year. Head coach Fred Hoiberg well aware of Steph Curry's place in NBA history.
You said he's the best shooter ever played?
I think so.
Better than Reggie?
He's the best shooter ever played this game. All right.
Kirk Heinrich expected to be out 4 to 5 days with a quad contusion. Bulls and Warriors tonight at 7. Meanwhile, Joakim Noah underwent successful shoulder surgery yesterday. He's expected to make a full recovery. Jimmy Butler can boast a top-selling jersey for the first time in his career. His number 21 came in at number 10 on the list of top-selling NBA jerseys. Derrick Rose came in at number 6. To the NFL, where a Porsche registered to former Bear Lance Briggs crashed into a bartending school in Chicago early this morning, according to TMZ. Police will not confirm that Briggs was the driver. Briggs has not been arrested. No warrant has been issued for his arrest. Police say they're investigating the incident. Broncos and Patriots trading jabs ahead of Sunday's AFC Championship matchup. I've never seen any quarterback look to the referee right after he gets sacked more than Brady, said Broncos defensive lineman Antonio Smith, who said that calling Patriots signal caller a crybaby would be an accurate statement. Meanwhile, the Patriots listed 20 players on their injury report today. In baseball, former White Sox prospect Tyler Williams, son of Sox Vice President Kenny Williams, was given a 50-game suspension under baseball's minor league drug program for a second positive test for a drug of abuse. Join the Score at Blackthorn Pub in Chicago Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and Score Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you, Julie. It's 430 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's our buddy from the Daily Oklahoman, Barry Trammell, who is on Twitter at Barry, BerryTrammel. And he's with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. So, Barry, what's new?
Well, guys, how's it going?
We're doing well. I saw this thing the other day where Kevin Durant finally started speaking, and he said he didn't hate you guys. So I can't believe anybody would hate Barry Trammell. He couldn't have meant you in the first place, did he? That he started talking again.
It's a mystery of life. I don't understand it myself. But you know, Durant's a conflicted young fellow. he's one of those guys who got one foot in and one foot out. He hangs around his old pal Russell Westbrook, and he thinks, you know what, I'm supposed to be mean, and I'm supposed to be edgy, and I'm supposed to have a scowl on my face. And then he goes home at night and thinks, you know what, that's not really me. And so the next day he apologizes. But then he goes out and hangs out with Westbrook some more, and he just doesn't know which way to go.
That's interesting that the influence on him from Westbrook is sort of more typical, act like an NBA star kind of thing, and it's not necessarily his nature.
Yeah, that's right. And what I find interesting is, you know, Durant's the bigger personality, the bigger star, the bigger deal, not just in Oklahoma, but in America and the world. And yet, it's Westbrook who influences Durant more than Durant influences Westbrook.
Well, what does that mean for pending free agency? What's the significance of that as he comes to the biggest decision he's made as a pro?
I don't really think it affects it. I mean, I think Durant, I'm not saying Durant's, you know, just some flimsy personality that'll do whatever somebody tells him. I think he's his own man. But I do think the Westbrook-Durant relationship is underrated in terms of its influence. I don't think Durant is all that in a hurry to get away from Russell Westbrook. I think he likes playing with Russell Westbrook. Now, doesn't mean they have to play in Oklahoma City. Sure. They will next year, mm-hmm. if that's what they want. But I think, you know, this idea that they don't get along or any of that, that's just nonsense. I mean, they love playing with each other. So, I mean, that's why I think the Thunder still has a pretty good chance of keeping both of them. They've got a really good thing going.
Yeah, you always wonder, though, don't you, Barry? I mean, we've talked with this, and this is the set of what we needed, an update on this. And because I know, like I said, he was speaking, and he said he didn't hate you. I just wonder. I mean, there's so many things mentioned, and, you know, I think that irritates him probably when this is mentioned and that's mentioned and this place is mentioned. And I didn't realize there was such a strong bond with Westbrook. I know Westbrook has a lot of friends around the NBA. I didn't realize the bond was quite that strong.
Yeah, and much of it is just straight basketball. I think they're good friends. I mean, I think they hang out a lot, although Westbrook got married this summer, so if he was the least bit insightful, he would give us some insight onto what married life is like. But
because Nard knows we all need it, yeah.
but he's not going to do that. So you know, you just have to sort of take them at the superfluous level, but. You know, to me, the more interesting dynamic, of course, is not their relationship with each other. It's Billy Donovan and how that's gone,
mm-hmm.
which so far it's gone fine. I think they both like him a lot, and I think they both seem to have bought into the changes he's trying to implement. So you never know, but I mean, I think the signs are still positive. I think for Oklahoma City.
We've talked any number of times, Barry. You know that I was just not a fan of Scotty Brooks at all. I always found him overmatched late in games. I found his offense to be uncreative and too reliant on individuals just creating for themselves and isolations and simple ball screens. Does it look better on a night-to-night basis? I mean, I tune in, I will see here and there, but you see every game. Does it look like it's running like a real NBA team, like a contender should look?
Well, the offense is clearly better. It's not, you know, let's go run some plays, and then when they don't work, Russell, you and Kevin start doing stuff.
Okay.
It's not really that. I mean, they really are. They've got a plan. They got a bunch of options. They're moving the ball much better. The offense is really taking hold. The defense is still a work in progress. And DJ Augustine, who you guys knew in Chicago.
Yeah, sure. Indeed.
Yeah, DJ told me a couple months ago, he said, you know, everybody talks about the offense, but said the defensive changes is what really takes a lot of time and a lot more difficult to implement defensive changes in philosophy and style and those things. And
how would he know?
Well,
that's coming from DJ Augustine.
That's an excellent point. he's had a lot of time the last month because he gets to sit there and study it because he's out of the rotation and he's not playing anymore. But
wow.
So, you know, the defense is still coming along. But one problem you got in terms you talk about the late game situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Thunder hasn't played a ton of close games. I mean, in terms of, so he's got the ball with 30 seconds left and something's got to happen. There's not a big bunch of data because they played a bunch of one-sided games or games where they're up six with 40 seconds to go and all you got to do is play smart to win, and they generally do. So that one's still to be determined. But in the limited number of games we've seen, I mean, it's been very positive. Billy's drawn up a bunch of cool plays that we've seen more scripted plays that work than we ever saw with Scotty. I mean, I think that's pretty apparent, and I think that's a good sign for the Thunder.
As we get ready to let you go, I just want to ask you, Durant also said that some of the reason I believe that he didn't say much is because nobody thinks they can contend. Nobody thinks they can win the West. Well, you know, Kevin, I mean, winning the West is a tall order these days, right? Even as great as those two are, Barry, it's still a tall order to win the Western Conference.
Well, yeah, but I also want to tell him, who doesn't think you can win? I mean, who's been dogging the Thunder? But all kinds of people were high on the Thunder at the start of the season.
Yep.
Charles Barkley picked them to win.
Yeah, me too. I like them too. Yeah, I like them.
I mean, a lot of people picked them. He's just playing that disrespect card that doesn't mean anything. So he's just talking. He's been listening to Russ. That's a perfect example of just listening to Westbrook. And here's the problem, and you guys know this. Here's the problem with all these NBA players in their 20s. They all spend too much time on Twitter. You know, 18 people in Europe say bad things about them, and they think the world's against them. Well, it's a bunch of guys who probably never even been to an NBA game or been watching for, you know, since 2013. So they're just inventing. You know, Russell Westbrook's the king of inventing enemies. He's a master at that. So sometimes Durant falls into that trap.
Interesting.
I wonder now if we know that these guys start talking, even though there's tampering rules about who can say what to whom officially, that everybody knows that what decision he's going to have to make, and everybody knows the salary cap is going through the roof, and there's going to be some massive number waiting for some 10 teams are going to clear out for the opportunity to do that. Are you getting any sense that unofficial recruiting season has begun for Kevin Durant, or is there no way to tell?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, we've seen the official recruiting undergo. I mean, we've seen Toronto, you know, basically, you know, Toronto got fined for their public stance on it. And I mean, it's clear that I don't even know why they have the rules. I want everybody to come to the front of the line that doesn't want Kevin Durant or isn't going to sell out to get Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Everybody's going to do that. So most of this is just nonsense. The good news is this. It's not a financial decision. Kevin Durant's going to make, I can tell you exactly how much money he's going to make this season. Ever how much he wants to make. If he wakes up tomorrow and says, you know what, I really need $15 million more this fiscal year. By sundown, he's got it. All he's got to do is sign his name to a couple of contracts. So it's really not a financial decision. So, I think it's just going to be a basketball and a social decision. I don't know how much each of these are carried in his mind, but that's what it's going to come down to.
Barry, a pleasure as always, my friend. We appreciate your time and take care. And we'll be checking in with you from time to time. We'd love to visit with you.
Hey, see you guys later.
Got it.
Barry Trammell of the Daily Oklahoman with Boers and Bernstein. We have Hub Arkush coming up to take your football calls at the top of the hour. And before we're done today, we've got a two-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips to give away as well. You got to be listening if you want to win. Boers and Bernstein, you have WSCR, The Score.
The text zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
For the best price on winter travel, book now during the Apple Vacations Great Winter Event. Apple Vacations offers incredible beach values along with everything you're looking for in a vacation. Round-trip airfare, deluxe accommodations, all meals, drinks, entertainment, and so much more. Hurry, reserve your place in the sun by January 28th and save hundreds. Leave your stress behind in Los Cabos. 7 nights at Royal Solaris Los Cabos all-inclusive resort and spa start from only $12.99. Or make it a full week at Rio Palace Las Americas starting from just $13.99. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876, or visit Travelone.com. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting February 1st, including charter air on Frontier or Extra Airways from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fee. See applevacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC 14064-15094.
Get to Apple Chevy on 159th Street in Tinley Park in January for huge discounts and savings on their entire inventory of Silverado pickups. There's dozens to choose from. Get details and schedule a test drive at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
You need help with your New Year's resolutions. Unfortunately, we can't do your ab crunches. That one's on you. But if you want to feel more confident about your finances this year, there's one simple thing you can do. Check your credit. Most people don't know their credit score, or they haven't checked their report in a while. And who can blame them? Most websites that offer credit reports are confusing and come with hidden fees. Credit Karma decided to do things differently. Credit Karma offers truly free credit reports. No strings attached, no credit card required. With Credit Karma, you get a free report, helpful tools, and access to offers. and it's incredibly easy to use. Just ask the 50 million members already using it. Visit creditkarma.com/radio right now to get your free report. While you may not get to those crunches, you can feel more confident about your finances this year. Get your free credit report today by visiting creditkarma.com/radio right now.
Terry Boers here.
And Matt Abaticola.
Hey, you know what's happening, Matty? Mattress Firm's overstock and clearance sale is going to end soon, so let this be a warning to all of you.
Yeah, they're clearing out their 2015 models to make room for 2016 inventory. You can save up to 50% off Stearns & Foster and Hampton & Road select floor samples while supplies last.
And remember, this ends soon. I don't have a date for it when it ends, but it ends soon. So coming today, and here's what you get. Oh, I love this. A luxury pillow, mattress protector, or mattress frame for just 88 cents each when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest Black Hybrid, or Sealy Posturepedic Optimum mattress sets. These are the kind of things, Maddie. We're all looking at this great night's sleep. So everything you get, all the great prices, all that stuff you get, the bottom line is that when it's all done, when it's in your bedroom, you get a great night's sleep.
Yeah, we're not giving you bad info. Mattress Firm is America's number one mattress retailer. You can also sleep happy right now and pay no interest for 4 full years. And only Mattress Firm has millions of dollars of inventory ready for the same day delivery. That's right, no waiting required. Sleep happy tonight. Hey, go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you. You'd also call call 800-431-5921 for details about credit cost and terms. And hey, if you're looking for a change more than just a good night's sleep, find out how you can join a Mattress Firm's team at Mattress Firm's National Career Day on January 27th. They have an event here in Chicago. Just go to mfrm.com/national-career-day. I will post that on my Twitter, at Matt Abaticola, so you have that website if you want. It's mfrm.com/national-career-day to find out how to join a Mattress Firm team near you. And there is one near you. Just go to mattressfirm.com. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Staples, make more happen.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And today's been fun. Boys Emergency, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We had a variety of things going on, been a lot of fun, and the top of the hour, if you've got a question about the NFL, over the championship games, a coaching change, championship games, what's ever on your mind, Habarkish will join us as he always does, and he will take your calls. Don't, and if you, seriously, there's a lot going on in football. I'm reading some of this stuff about the Patriots offense, and really, it's not out of fear, believe me, of Julian Edelman. That's not exactly how this thing works. And it's so complicated, it's so crazy, and it is so, because they can't run the ball at all. Can't run the ball to save their lives this year. Got too many people hurt. But this offense, and you know, who helped create this offense, who still gets credit for this offense?
Charlie Weiss?
Yep.
Well, I will say this about Charlie Weiss, and I know he's just such a blowhole, and everybody hates him, and every single college is still paying
him. But there's a butt attached to this, because this is his.
Well, there's two butts attached to him, one in the back, one in the front.
That's right.
I remember a specific, I want to say it was a Monday night game, it was probably 10 years ago or more, when they threw something like 12 consecutive passes,
mm-hmm.
and it was a thing. And they kept showing Charlie Weiss like he was some sort of mad genius. Oh, my gosh, 12 consecutive. And if you look at the NFL now, that's not a thing.
No, that's not a thing.
It really is. Somebody might throw a run in there, but he recognized that he could do some things. There's just no reason to run the ball just to run the ball. if that was if that's working and the short passing game is your run and you keep seeing a certain look that dictates you do a certain thing, you know, part of I don't know if he was packaging plays at that point, but I guess he had to matter a little bit. Right, to take a six-round pick and help him develop?
A lot, yeah. I mean, the SI this week has a story about the entire thing, the entire offense, every play, what the concepts are. It's very long and very detailed, and if you're a football geek, if you really love your talking football and the X's and O's of it, check it out. It's really, really good, and Charlie Weiss is at the center of it. And how it works, how it runs, how it's been changed, what it means, and all this other, it's really something. And I'm not a football geek. I'm not Mr. Football by any stretch. He's coming up top of the hour. But even for me, really interesting how it came to be, how it works, what has to be done, what everybody has to do. And it's just not for everybody who ever played football. It's not like there's so much to it. And they've drafted so many guys over the years in the first five rounds that sucked, couldn't do it. You know, I don't know if they could do it anywhere. I don't think they could, but they tried and tried and tried with wide receivers. You know, they kept drafting them, and they all sucked, and they couldn't do this offense. And it's really interesting how this Patriots thing has happened. But it's Charlie Weiss. It's Charlie Weiss, front butt. It is.
But then when you end up pairing some of the X's and O's with the raw material that is Rob Gronkowski.
Right. Oh, yes.
Then it becomes unfair. Because you don't need genius to get that guy open.
No, you do not. Correct.
Or to find him matchups, mm-hmm. to use him to leverage him in a way that others wouldn't, because he's a remarable, almost
force of nature,
perfected tight end specimen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For the modern game. And you know, that gets back to this, the idea that the Greg Olsen trade is the single worst trade in history of Chicago sports.
Yeah. Wow. This is quite a week. That's quite a week, my friend.
Mike Martz didn't want him because he was just a pass-catching tight end. And look, when you hired Mike Martz, that was it.
That was it. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Everybody knew it. The whole league knew it.
Yeah, we knew it. We talked about it. I don't know. It's not like nobody sat down and see, it's different. If you sit down and an office somewhere and you got your guys around you and you're discussing this, and it's different if you sit down and all say, you know what? We could live without him for whatever reason. He just can't, you know, he can't catch, and I don't like his routes, and he doesn't get along. We just better off without him. That's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some trades, you just make a huge damn mistake. You go, oh, Jesus, did I just do that? Sure. Absolutely. Anybody who's ever run a team has done something where you go, oh, what did I do? What happened? But that isn't the point. So you really can't say that's the worst trade. You can't. Because it wasn't for any reason. It wasn't because they didn't like him. It wasn't because they didn't respect him. It didn't because he was a bad guy. None of that. None of that. It wasn't, oh, man, the scouting on him. We assuredly blew that one. No.
Right. Everyone knew he was a very good pass-catching tight end.
Yes.
And the fact that he wasn't on the team anymore didn't really prevent them from accomplishing anything, did it?
No.
They weren't really good enough for it all to matter.
Correct. Correct. I mean, it's so easy to look back. Like, again, if you're sitting in a room and you're sitting there with the general manager and you say, oh, God, and you're the coach, you go, yeah, you know.
I don't have much use for this.
Yeah, right. I don't. But it wasn't that.
I am happy. By the way, talking about this Tribune list of the worst trades mm-hmm. in the history of Chicago sports, I'm so happy that Brock Verbroglio wasn't on there.
Boy, that used to be a staple.
Yeah, but now we know that Brock wasn't that good. He is, I think he's by far the worst player ever to have 3,000 hits, and he is absolutely one of the worst Hall of Famers. Not including the extra guys that are added in over the years
some,
and all that.
Yeah, there's some extra guys, and there's some old farts that aren't that good.
But when you look at the defense, it is a horrendous defense. To be that bad, to cost a team that many runs with left field defense, you know how bad you have to be?
That's pretty bad. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, I'm very, very pleased that's a guy who, through the lens of history, we've realized just wasn't really all that good.
But this is not what that was. That's why it doesn't really fit that category of nobody sat down and said, oh my God, he can't play, or we can't, you know, he's just pain in my ass. He doesn't listen, or he doesn't. No, that's not what, you know, that's different. It wasn't done because they decided, oh, I can't. hate him. It's done because who you hired. I mean, I don't. When you have to do something because of what you want to do, that's not a decision that you're making. Say, he's bad. Let's go, get him out. That's not what happened. And I'm glad he succeeded. He's a nice guy. I'm glad he succeeded to a very high level, and he's important to what they've done. Indeed. But the Bears haven't exactly been hurting for tight ends, have they?
No.
And I didn't think so.
So the handwriting was on the wall.
Yeah, I mean, it was. Nobody said, we drafted him, but I hate him. Jeez, he's awful. Let's get rid of him. Nobody did that. See if some sucker wants this guy. No. So it doesn't really fall in the category of, that's an awful trade. Because to me, that's somebody who makes a decision on a player. And just says, God, for whatever reason, could be you don't like him, could be you don't like his game, could be you just don't want to have him around because he bothers you or irritates others. Okay, there's a million reasons to trade a guy, but this was the sole reason. Didn't fit into what you were going to do. What's the point of having him there? It was good for him.
We will take caller 6 right now to the contest line, 312-591-6700. You'll win a 2-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. It's also good to have your question about football answered by the Scores, Bears, and NFL expert Hub Arkish. And you can do that now, 312-644-6767. Line them up. Hub is next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boars and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Now, the holidays are over, and you've got leftovers. Unfortunately, the biggest leftover and the one that might have you up late at night or having trouble falling asleep when you wake up in the middle of the night is debt. You can do something about it, and you can stop worrying about it if you have last year's credit card debt that's weighing on you, because right now you're hassling with different due dates or multiple credit cards. Consolidate it simply and easily with an unsecured loan through Avant. And Avant makes borrowing very simple and very convenient. It's just one loan. It's one monthly payment. It's no hassle. It's all online. You go to avantoffer.com and complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Right now, you get a special bonus, too, because Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. Start your year off right. Go to avantoffer.com. Enter promo code SCORE. It's A-V-A-N-T, offer.com, promo code SCORE. Avantoffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Costa Rica is an Eden of limitless possibilities, with lush emerald rainforests, volcanoes, winding rivers, and untouched beaches along a sweeping mountain countryside. Book now and save hundreds during the Apple Vacations Great Winter Event. 7 nights at Rio Guanacaste start from only $12.99. Or make it a full week of unlimited luxury at the adults-only Secrets Papagayo Costa Rica and save up to $500 per couple. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Essential Costa Rica. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876, or visit Travelone.com. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting February 5th, including charter air on Extra Airways from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fee. See AppleVacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC15094.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score, no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 800-